We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the week, 15 edition of the Prop Shop Show here on Roto-Grinders. Back from a one-week Disney vacation. I am Britt Devine, joined by the man, Chief Justice 06, Will Priester, creator of the Prop Shop himself. Will, dude, it is a lot of work to bring a seventh-month-old across the country to go on vacation without any comforts of home. It was a lot of fun. But there was maybe one ride had on the entire trip. It's a lot of work, man. I got no props in down in – well, actually, I did get a little. No sports betting because you can't do that in Florida. Got some props in. Snuck it in, you know, when I had to go to the bathroom. You know, we know how that goes, trying to get some extra props in. But happy to be back for the Week 15 show, dude. Sorry to leave you with Dean for the week.
Man, it's all right. You know, we had a modified version – of the Prop Shop Show this past week, but we're back to normal this week. Most importantly, man, I'm glad you had a chance to get out, enjoy your family. And, so we're back this week trying to bring the heat yet again and help people make money. It's week 15. The season kind of went by pretty quickly, man. I know we'll have some more shows in the playoffs, but I'm going to miss this show. It's been good to kind of get ahead of it during the week and talk shop with you, man.
Yeah, what was good was getting Christian McCaffrey rush yards at 64.5 that Prize Picks had on Monday night. Now, we don't do the show on Monday. We're even doing it Tuesday earlier in the day. But the sports books put the lines out, Chief, for the Thursday game, so we can't get that. It's up to 75.5. You got to check these. If you're ever on Prize Picks or Underdog, check these on Monday night for any big discrepancies you personally might feel. That's where you get some of the best odds you're going to get all week. They've juiced that up for Thursday, Chief. I've got one specific play, at least on Prize Picks, I really like, and maybe I've got an under on a quarterback as well. We'll see if you can sniff out what I might be talking about for this Thursday night game. We've got Saturday football too, so there's, three Saturday games, and some of the books have already put out the lines for them. So Prize Picks and Underdog have sort of adjusted to them as already. So we're not getting as many early lines as we usually get, but still a pretty interesting week. Let's start with Thursday. What are we looking at?
Well, I mean, it's Seattle versus San Francisco. And we pretty much already know Deebo Samuel is going to be out. Like, he's not playing. And so as a result, I mean, you've got Ayuk, Kittle, McCaffrey. And I was actually shocked, Britt, to see these numbers on these guys. You know, Ayuk is 47.5. Kittle's 38.5. McCaffrey's 34.5. And, like, I think these are a touch too low, considering Debo won't be playing. So I'm really interested in these. I know Kittle didn't really put up the numbers in his pass game. He didn't really have to. I think Seattle puts a little bit more pressure on this defense than the Buccaneers did. So at 40.5, 48.5, I think this is a little bit too low. Same thing for McCaffrey as well. I like those. I like those quite a bit. What I will say, though, Britt, is this. Do we really think Geno Smith is going over 250 passing yards in this game?
I've taken the under. So on underdog.
Yeah, let me give you, that's what I'm saying. Let me give you 251.
Yeah, let me give you a couple of my thoughts. So I'm on Geno under for sure at 251. I've taken that on a couple of cards already. My favorite play for sure is Kittle at 38.5. Seattle's been getting torched by tight ends all year long. Who else are they going to throw to? It's going to be George Kittle, in my opinion, at the 30.
Yeah.
So those are the two clear plays. Kittle's at 40.5 on underdog. So if you just wanted a quick power, you know, two pick, of course I want the 38.5. There are some other plays on underdog I'm going to talk about in a little bit. But if you just wanted something for the Thursday night game, Geno 251, Kittle over 40. That looks pretty good to me. You're just getting, if everything else is better on Prize Picks. So that's where I've, you know, the Kittle line, the McCaffrey receiving line at 34.5, I think is also too low. I'm with you too. I think are all of Ayuk, McCaffrey, and Kittle going to go over? Probably not. But like two of the three are probably going to go over there.
Well, here's the thing though. So Juwan Jennings probably will play a little bit. And I don't think his line is up, but I'm sure we'll get some Juwan Jennings. But I'm sitting here and it's like, well, these guys are sitting at, so combined, 88.5. So we're roughly at around 120 passing yards, and Purdy sitting at 200. Like, where's the...
They can do that. They can do that.
What's
that? Maybe you can't. Maybe you can put all three in there.
That's what I'm – it's like, well, because I think they get there in different ways. So I think if McCaffrey gets there, he's got the option to get there on volume or, like, a big play or something, you know. Ayuk, I think, gets there in, like, the intermediate passing game, a couple, you know, 12-yard catch, 8-yard catch. And same thing for Kittle. I actually like all three of them as long as this game doesn't get out of hand. I think all three are okay. In the end, and then I wonder if Christian McCaffrey gets a touchdown prop today, like before this is all over with. If he does, if they give us the option on Prize Picks, a lot of times they'll give us passing, rushing, or receiving, and he'll be in that category. I'll take it. That's one I would sign up for. But I'm with you. I'm under on a 251.5 with Geno, but I like these overs on especially Ayuk and Kittle for sure. Like, they just – I feel like they're going to have to take up the slack with Debo being out.
Yeah, I'm with you totally on that one. I was on Monkey Knife Fight earlier. They have Christian McCaffrey at 72.5 rush yards. So if you were looking for the lowest line, and it's a 3.5x payout, they had a couple. There was one – to me, I think it's probably a coin flip. Metcalf was, I think, 65.5. I took the under on that because, you know, taking unders against the San Francisco pass defense is generally the way you want to go. So I like that one over on Monkey Knife Fight. But I think you can mix and match Prize Picks, underdog, Monkey Knife Fight on this Thursday game where the lines are at right now. Hit up your sports books. If these are the lines on the sports books, Chief, it looks pretty like a pretty juicy prop week to me for the Thursday game. I want to go to the Saturday games, right? We're doing this early, so we've got what do we have here? We've got Indy and Minnesota. We've got Miami and Buffalo and Cleveland and Baltimore.
Yeah.
I was looking. I don't see anything I love from any of those three games that's standing out to me. I've got a lot of props on Sunday that I like. I think I have highlighted 11, 12, 13 props total. Kittle was definitely one. The Geno Smith under. I didn't really see too much from the rest of these. Were you eyeing anyone specifically from the Saturday games?
Let me say this. This might be my last Deshaun Watson experiment. I don't know. But
I heard it, went bad last week, Chief.
Well, it did, but we were on pace. They got too far behind, and then, mm-hmm. I mean, he just kind of lit it up in the second half. But here's what I've always said about quarterback play. Typically, their first week back is like their worst, and then the second week they get a little better, and then this week he's got another full week of practice. And essentially what I'm saying is if Deshaun Watson is 75% back, 220 and a half is too low for a passing yard total. Like, this is a guy that puts up pretty much 250 a game.
I'm on board for sure on that. I think the 220 is way too low. I mean, he does 250, 300 in a sleep before in Houston. Why can't he do this with Amari Cooper? Njoku's legit. DPJ. Baltimore ain't that great this year.
No, not at all. And so that's where I am on him. Perhaps he's had enough time to adjust now, catch up a little bit more to the speed of the game. I think at 220 and a half, we take our shots. I'm just focusing on the Saturday stuff, by the way. I think we go ahead and take our shots there. My other thing for Saturday, and I want to talk through this one with you because it's going to feel really yucky, okay? It's going to feel yucky. But we've got Josh Allen at 260 and a half. And I don't look now, but since this elbow injury, he hasn't had the passing numbers. Ever since that injury, he hasn't really had it. Now, that doesn't mean he can't come out. But, Britt, I think we're supposed to have some snow, rain, a little bit of wind again. I'm inclined to go under on Allen and Tua in this spot because of some slight weather concerns again. That's going to be my stance on this game. And as a result, I'm going over, I feel like this is fairly low considering his production over the past few weeks. Devin Singletary at 41 and a half. I'm taking the over this week. I think that's too low if they're going to be in more of a run script for this game. He's 41 and a half on Prize Picks and Underdogs. So no matter how you slice it, no matter where you get it, you're good. That's where I am on this game. What are your thoughts? I just the weather has me concerned, and I'm inclined to take the under on both these quarterbacks passing.
Yeah, throws. I think it's good. I just pulled up. All right, we're recording this Tuesday. So, like, we had that one snow game in Buffalo that got moved to Detroit. We were on that one, right? But that I ended up getting screwed on that on Monkey Knife Fight because I took all the unders, and then it got moved to a dome. First weather I see
but it was the right call. It was the right call, period.
I agree completely. Yeah. Well, I put my money on. Of course, I'm going to agree with it. But 20. I got 23 degrees, eight mile per hour winds, and some overcast in Buffalo. That's the current. It's Tuesday, Chief. Who knows what can happen here? But it's going to be cold, right? No one likes football in the cold. Isn't very fun, especially if you get hit if you got a sore elbow. So I didn't really. The one I agree with the most is Deshaun Watson. And I could certainly get behind if you're looking for the correlated play of Allen under pass, Singletary over rush. I don't even hate the Allen over rush at 47 and a half because this Miami's going to keep him in the game. And this is, Buffalo definitely is going to be going all out to win this game. That's when they like to unleash Josh Allen in the rushing game. So I think the 47 and a half isn't even too bad for him. But I'm in agreement with you. Especially with the correlation of an Allen under and a Singletary over, combining that with something else certainly would end up being a positive EV bet, in my opinion. So I can get behind that. Receiving yards, I didn't really see too much. Oh, yeah, I got one. Michael Pittman's at 58 and a half against Minnesota. Yes. Yeah, this is this is on my board for sure. Didn't get there last week, but other than that, with Matt Ryan, he's been pretty consistent getting there. And this is against Minnesota, one of the worst pass defenses in the league right now. An outside receiver against them is going to, have big games. Absolutely love Michael Pittman at 58 and a half. He was one of my staples as I was making cards Monday night and Tuesday morning to prep for the show. This Michael Pittman number is too low, Chief.
Yeah, I love that one. I'm with you 100%. Inversely, man, I'm on Justin Jefferson again.
Yeah.
I mean, last week, they were facing what's that?
You can convince me to play Justin Jefferson overs any week.
Yeah. I mean, and we're getting a discount this week because They're playing Indianapolis. Ooh, 85 and a half. He was 90. He was up to 99 and a half in some spots last week, and I still was taking overs. 85 and a half. This is – he's pretty much matchup proof. Like, if you look at his game log, I mean, he might have one game or two where he's had a tough time, but for the most part, man, he's matchup proof. At 85 and a half, I'm taking my shot there with Justin Jefferson. If for some reason you think that he's going to have trouble, then we need to be looking at Hockenson and Osborne, but I don't think he has any trouble this week.
Yeah, I would definitely play a Justin Jefferson over before I dabbled in the Thielen and Osborne or Hockenson category for sure. So yeah. Love that call. And I think that's about it from what I was looking at.
Well, let me ask you this.
What do you got?
One question for you. And I'm not uncertain. I always like for us to have some interactive discussion. How low is too low on Diggs and Gabriel Davis? Like, Diggs is at 67 and a half. Gabe Davis is at 35 and a half. Like, it's almost getting too low. This is one I may wait on to make sure. But
I didn't even realize Diggs was at 67 and a half.
You know,
That's playable.
I might take the over. Like, that might be too low.
Yeah, that's definitely too low. And I know they signed Cole Beasley, who should be I don't know how effective he's going to be 1 week in, but he's going to be an addition to this offense, I think, for sure. He was a very good safety blanket for Josh Allen, and they need that if he's not able to throw the ball downfield. But this 67.5, Chief, against Miami, I think Miami's offense is good enough to score some points. This could be it. Even if you're taking the under on Josh Allen, 260.
That's what I'm saying. I still like it.
Yeah, that's too low.
Even with the under on Allen, I still like it for sure.
I thought I mistook this as 87.5, Chief. That's why
that's 67.5 for sure.
Yeah, 67.5 is definitely too low. So I can agree completely on that one. When the books, I don't even know. I could check in just a second. But I'm wondering if the sports books have that out, because that seems just a little bit too low in my opinion. All right, I want to move to Sunday, Chief, now that we've got Thursday and Saturday out of the way. We'll start with pass yards. Let's see. So I've got I've got three. I'm looking at two on Prize Picks, one on Underdog. You always like passing yards. You seem to have a lot more than me, so I'll let you go first, and then we can talk about some of my points.
So I think the number one target for me on Sunday is a no-brainer, Brett. And I won't have to sell anybody on this. This has been a staple of the prop shop. It's not going anywhere. Patrick Mahomes is sitting at 290 against Houston. There's no way I don't take Patrick Mahomes at 290 against Houston. He's at 140 half.
I got a better. The first half is the one I'm on, Chief, for sure.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, he's been clearing both of them. It's insane. But I'm saying first half 145, you know we're in on that as well. Like, that's a staple right now. Just go ahead and get that in your lineups. I think we're good. And then, Britt, I want to move. God, I meant to mention this. I'm so sorry. I got to go back to Saturday. Josh Allen, if the weather's rough, under 130 and a half in the first half. I think this injury hit him. I meant to bring that up, but I'm on Josh Allen unders. Anyway, back to Sunday. Sorry to take us back. But, yeah, Patrick Mahomes, he's on the list. Like, he's probably my top target for Sunday. This one is a – let's call it a sneaky one, if you will, because I don't think a lot of people are going to be on this one per se. But I think this is a good one. And as long as these guys are fairly healthy, I think we're good. Ryan Tannehill at 25 and a half against the Chargers. Like, look, the Chargers are going to throw the whole game. That's the recipe to beat Tennessee anyway. And I don't know if Tennessee can keep up with the Chargers. Even if they can't, Tannehill will be forced to throw the football the whole game. And how this is going to work, Britt, because the Chargers throw so much, they leave a lot of time on the clock. So the team gets the ball, they get to keep throwing. I like Tannehill over 225 and a half this week. I think this is a good spot for him. I know we're talking about passing, but you already know, man, you got to parlay that. get you some of those pass catches, and we'll get there. But I like Tannehill this week. I feel like it's slightly sneaky. I don't think it'll be a popular prop. But by virtue of the game situation, I think Tannehill is going to be forced to throw a great deal in this game.
Mm-hmm. I like opposite in that game, Justin Herbert at 290. I mean, they're throwing, and the whole crew's there. It's Keenan Allen, it's Mike Williams, it's Austin Eckler, it's who's Gerald Everett. He's got all his weapons. They're finally healthy.
Joshua Palmer. I mean, he's in Palmer.
They've got – it's Tennessee, too. Tennessee's giving up 290 a game to not Justin Herbert. What do you think Justin Herbert's going to do? So Justin Herbert –
you saw opposite. Him – Yeah, I love it. Like, this is probably going to be one of those late or evening day game stacks where I'll probably go Herbert, Tannehill, and then I'll take, and I might mix and match this, don't get me wrong, but last week we got Keenan Allen at 5.5 receptions. Mm-hmm. I don't think they give us that this week. I'd be shocked if they give us Keenan Allen at 5.5. If they do, I'm taking it. But, you know, Mike Williams, if his receiving yard prop comes out, I'm assuming to be around 60.5.
Chief.
And I think it is already.
Chief, my favorite play. Wait, Chief, I'm going to give my favorite play of the week. On underdog, Mike Williams is at 52.5. That is, I have at least 10 different.
No brainer. Mike Slam dunk. Plug it in. Plug it in.
Yeah, so that one is – this is my play of the week, the Mike Williams 52.5. The problem is, Chief, he gets – what does he get? He gets over 100 or less than 18 yards in a game. So it's you're either getting nothing or you're going way over on Mike Williams. But against Tennessee, dude, 52.5, this is too low. If you're on underdog, anything we're talking about right now, my play of the week, Mike Williams, 52.5 receiving yards. I was going to keep it for the receiving yards. Chief brought him up. I'll go and throw that one in there. That line is way, way, way too low. And I even like it. Chief, I've got cards, Keenan Allen. Justin Herbert's 305 on underdog. He's 290 on Prize Picks, right? So you get 15 yards when you're already approaching the 300 is a lot. So the 290 on Herbert looks pretty good. You like Tannehill. I threw Mahomes the first half, Chief. I absolutely love this first half for Patrick Mahomes at 145.5. And I wanted to talk to you. I got an under on underdog, and I'm not usually an under player. But I think this is inflated.
I know you haven't been to shop a lot, man, but I've been hammering unders recently. Hammering.
So, Goff against the Jets. The Jets' defense has been playing pretty well, right? They're not letting you run on them. They're not letting you pass on them. They're keeping games down. And I think this is a little bit inflated because Goff has had big games against Minnesota. Everyone had a big game against Minnesota. Against Jacksonville, sure. But the under on Goff at 252 – that's something I'm dabbling in this week, at least from the quarterback position. Do you have a take on that against the Jets? Is that something you would avoid? Do you like me targeting the under there?
Man, well, here's my issue with it, and I don't think that's a play at all. But here's my issue: like, the Detroit Lions could actually score a lot of points. Like, I looked at this morning when we had food for thought. Britt, what if I told you in most games the Detroit Lions are pushing near 30-point score?
Oh, yeah. They're like the highest scoring. I think they're like the highest scoring. They had that lull in the middle of the season when everyone was hurt. They weren't scoring, but they've got a pretty healthy team now. They're scoring. I don't know. This one's pretty tough. Outdoors, Jared Goff. In New York, the Jets defense playing pretty good. It's just, I don't know. I'm trying. Yeah. I think he's going to go under, but I could see avoiding it.
I trust it. I'm just not going to play it.
All right. Yeah. I don't always agree with your picks, Chief. So I got no problem with that. That's what makes a good show. Right. Let's go to the next stat. Let's see. What do we got? Rushing yards. I'm looking at.
Oh, you know.
Let's get a couple out of the way. So you like Tannehill passing yards at 225, and I could see that, but there's no way I'm not playing Derrick Henry at 92.5, Chief.
Of course, because he's 100 on underdog right now.
The Chargers are allowing 129 yards rushing per game. There's no Dontrell Hilliard. If they're allowing 129 yards per game rushing, it's not Derrick Henry. Call me crazy, Chief, but I think 92.5 is a little too low.
Yeah, way too low. I'm sticking with Henry. I've been on Henry this whole time. He had two games, Brett, where we talked about him. It didn't work. I know you weren't on last week, but last week we got him like in the low 80s. And, of course, he comes right back and does his thing. So I love Henry this week for sure.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Let's see, a couple other, I'm sorry if I'm having mic issues. I'm trying to fix that on the fly here. A couple other props I'm looking at from the running back position. Chief, I'm going to your boy, Brian Robinson. I think finally we have clarity. It's his backfield. Over the past two games, he's out-touched Gibson 39-18 in rushes. He had 18 and 21 rushes in his past two games. It's 66.5 against the Giants, who are giving up 123 yards rushing per game. So if the workload, this is the thing, Chief. Do you think the Brian Robinson workload is real? Because if it is, this 66.5 looks like a gift to me.
It better be. And I'm going to ride this wave with you, Britt, on this one. Like, Brian Robinson is definitely on my list this week. And what I may do, Britt, as well, we may can also parlay that into the rushing attempts prop. Like, it'd be nice if they gave us like a 15.5 rushing attempts prop. We don't have it yet, but be on the lookout for that. Anywhere from 15.5 to, I would say, maybe 17.5, I'd take it.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty I'm already heavily invested in these yards, Chief. So I think by the time this comes out on the sports books, this will be approaching 70, 72, something like that. So the 66.5, I think, getting that early is a big one for me. And then the final one I got, I wanted to get your I don't know if I'm going to play this. I wanted to get your opinion on this because the Lions have been reasonably stingy against the run. But Zonovan Knight, the dude is playing – he's balling out right now. Three straight games, 69, 90, and 71 against Buffalo, Minnesota, and Chicago. So Buffalo's been pretty stingy against the run this year. Still had 71. He's getting like 80% of the carries. They wanna run him. The 54.5, if he's going to get 15-plus rushing attempts, Chief
– you take it.
It seems a little low.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'm in on Zonovan Knight for sure. There's no way I don't play Zonovan Knight. Like, at 54.5, that's a great line. I was hoping this guy was going to come out a little bit higher because I started taking Travis Etienne unders about 3 weeks ago, Britt. Mm-hmm. And it's really paid off because I think they've trimmed him some, right, because of those injuries. At 51.5, I think I'm going to roll the dice and take it one more time against Dallas. But we'll see what happens. But another under that I feel very confident in, Britt, and I do mean very confident here. What if I told you I think Saquon Barkley gets limited yet again on the ground? Now, we don't have his prop on underdog, mm-hmm. but on Prize Picks, he's at 65.5. I'm taking the under again. Washington's still on the ground anyway.
Do you want to see? Yeah, they are still. That's a good point. Plus, do you need to see an injury report Thursday, Friday, anything leading into it? Are you ready to hit that right now on Tuesday?
I'm ready to hit it right now, and I hope he goes out there and plays 10 snaps and not limps off the field. I don't want him to do that, but I hope they limit him because we did see Breida get involved, and what's the other guy's name? I can't remember his name, but a couple other guys got involved this past week. At 65.5, I'm on the under for sure on Saquon.
All right, so let's see. So that rounds out the – do you have anyone else for rushing yards?
Nope. That's going to be it.
All right, so we're on Zonovan Knight over 54.5. Derrick Henry over 92.5. Brian Robinson over 66.5. And unders on Travis Etienne at 51.5. And Chief Saquon, Mr. Quads, 65.5, taking the under on him against that stingy Washington defense. All right, that's out of the way. Let's go to receiving yards. And I want to know, too, Chief, Prize Picks, Underdog, Monkey Knife Fight, Thrive. They put out a bajillion different stats over the course of the week. If you guys are new to the show, if you want to get some advice, tackle props. Chief was mentioning rushing attempts, all that other stuff. Check out the Prop Shop. It is free. It's in the RotoGrinders Discord. You just link your RotoGrinders account to the RotoGrinders Discord. You can join it. It's up on the top, a big community of people like Chief and I who just want to make money playing props week in, week out, along with talking a whole bunch of other things. I know you guys were sweating some World Cup, all other sorts of fun going on in there. It's a free community, one of the best on the internet to get advice on the prop stuff. That's why this show was created, because of the Prop Shop. So, Chief, thanks for putting that together. I urge everyone to participate over there. All right, let's go to receiving yards. Chief, I'm looking at – I got one. So, I mentioned Kittle and Pittman. So, that's – and Mike Williams. So that's three of my five receiving yards props. Again, that Mike Williams 52.5 on underdog is the play of the week for me as it stands right now. What are you looking at? You know, I would imagine you're probably on one of these guys, and then I've got another underdog play that just seems a little bit too low in my opinion.
Well, I want to start here because, Britt, this guy – is actually a part of our season-long props as well. And he was really close the week before, Britt, to going over 100 receiving yards, and that's Ja'Marr Chase against Tampa Bay. Look, man, with the injuries that they've seen, he's been the go-to guy. We've seen the past 2 weeks, 119 against Cleveland, 97 against Kansas City. And before the injury, Britt, look at what we were seeing here, 132, 130. I'm back on the Ja'Marr Chase train at 80.5 when he's going to be the go-to guy. You know, Joe Burrow's been able to move the ball down the field, and he gets it in a variety of ways, Britt. He can beat you off the line of scrimmage. He can beat you in the intermediate. He can beat you with the deep throw. I like Ja'Marr Chase here, 80.5. He's going to be a staple prop for him because, I mean, I think he gets there on volume alone, and that's really the thing. Like, if T. Higgins doesn't play and Boyd is hurt, like, he's going to get insane volume to help him get over 80.5. So he's a big target for me this week. Another guy that I really like this week that is kind of off the beaten path here, remember, I'm taking ETN unders. I'm assuming Christian Kirk gets the Diggs coverage. That's my assumption. Zay Jones at 45.5, I like the over this week. If he's the other guy, then at 45.5, I think this is too low. He's also been getting insane volume, Britt, like 7, 8, 9 targets a game. He's got a lot of opportunities. He's got some speed. And this is a game where, you know, the Jaguars will have to throw the ball, I think, to try to win. I like Zay at 45.5. It feels a touch too low. If he was at 55.5, I may have avoided it. But at 45, I think we're getting good value no matter, you know, across the board, no matter what site you see it on. In the 40s, I think we're in the clear. He's at 49 underdog for what it's worth right now. Prize picks may come up some, but at 45.5, he's one of my favorites this week. Kind of a off the beaten path investment. And then last but not least, and this is probably one you like, Britt, but I'll just mention it. If you like it, then I'll hand it to you. But Travis Kelce is 69.5 against Houston. Like, what in the world?
I'm on that Mahomes first half. And I feel like if he doesn't get there in the first half, it's going to be very questionable. Because we saw against the Rams, the Chiefs still covered that. What was that, like a 14-point spread? They do all these stupid plays that they don't even matter. They try trick plays because they know they're going to win the game no matter what's going on. I just worry. It's not like a real game for Travis Kelce. So I'm sticking with that Mahomes first half because I think they'll give it all in the first half. But in that second half, if they're up 17, 20 points, Andy Reid just lets these guys have fun, right? And they do some weird plays. You'll see like a flea flicker. You'll see some weird reverses. All these trick plays he pulls out here. I don't know. I'm a little worried for Travis Kelce. I'm not betting the over. I'm not betting the under. I'm on Mahomes.
You're just going to leave it. I got you. I'm going to give you my reason behind the Kelce thing. Like the way they get coached, like they're going to give it to you between the 20s. And I think that's where Kelce does the damage. Like when they're playing zone coverage from 20 to 20, he's going to eat this team alive. So that's kind of my thought process there. And I guess that's more of a football take than a prop take, but I still like Kelce 69.5. I think he gets there. But I totally understand the reservation because they should be able to win this game handedly.
All right. Mine on underdog is Garrett Wilson at 64.5. It's just this dude is low for the workload he's receiving in this New York Jets office. Mike White, trust him. It's very clear he's the top option. It's Detroit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the 64.5, Garrett Wilson, he's one of my favorite plays of the week. The Mike Williams underdog, again, 52.5. This is going to go up. Get on this now by Wednesday. This line, I can almost guarantee, will not be here on underdog if you're watching live.
It's 62.5 on
PrizePicks. Yeah, and PrizePicks is usually the low site, right? So just imagine what it's going to go to 67.5 on underdog. Get that 52.5 on Mike Williams. And then the one other one, if you're looking for something to pair him on underdog, is Deontay Johnson. What do you think? If you haven't looked, Chief, guess what his line is on underdog?
I did see it, Britt. I think.
Oh, he's 54.
I feel like
it
was in the 40s.
He's 54.5 on Prize Picks, and he's 48.5 on underdog.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I knew it was in the 40s because you know, through the props, it's like you remember those ones that stick out a little bit. Yep.
So if you're looking for a little pairing, it's against Carolina. I think Trubisky's probably going to be the quarterback this week, and Trubisky has no problem targeting Deontay Johnson, right? That's when Deontay was getting targets.
He doesn't.
Yeah, so
and that's a good point too, Britt, because we should see a little bit more of a paradigm shift back to Deontay Johnson in his offense, where Pickett and Pickens were seemingly had their connection when Trubisky was a quarterback. Deontay Johnson was getting Ben Roethlisberger type volume, like 10 targets a game. So I love that call.
So there's a little power with the Mike Williams, Deontay Johnson. I had already put like I think two or three tickets in with it, but I just put in another one because I think it's got to be like the play of the week, those two combined on underdog. And normally underdog is not where I'm finding the plays of the week. It's usually Prize Picks, but that pairing on underdog just looks way too juicy to pass up. Anything else? What about your boy Drake London? 42.5, Chief. You got to take on him this week.
Listen. No, they switch quarterbacks, Vit.
What's going to happen?
So here's the thing. As crazy as it sounds, what if I told you I might be interested in Drake London overs for the rookie-to-rookie connection with Desmond Ridder? But this would be a one-week experiment. And here's why I'm saying that, Britt. If he goes over this week, if Drake, let's say Drake London goes for 60 receiving yards this week, then we've lost some value. Next, this line's going to be 50 and a half. Yep. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, do we take a shot? I think this isn't going to be a staple. I think I'll take a shot in one card with Drake London over, just because of the quarterback change, and see how Ridder handles it. Now, Atlanta's still going to run the football, and I get that. But is Desmond Ridder going to throw it a little bit more? I don't know. But I am going to leave the Ridder line alone. His line is at 172 and a half. I'm just going to pass on that. But the Drake London, I'm interested.
All right. Anything else standing out to you? We're doing this again Tuesday. Normally we do this Tuesday night. We're doing this Tuesday afternoon. So we're doing this real early. You got any final thoughts for the week, Chief?
No, man. I am good to go. And I'm glad you're back, brother. I mean, it's and thank you, Dean, if you're watching this. Thanks so much for filling in. So glad to have my prop brother from another mother back in the fold. And hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Make some money this week.
Yeah, sorry. The wife, we go every anniversary. We got to go to Disney. It's next year, Chief, when the prop shop show comes back. I'll be gone again on that week, but
yes,
you know, Dean can fill in. We can figure something else out. But I'm also very happy to be back on the prop grind, the sports betting grind. I had a really good NFL Sunday sports betting, looking to roll that into a nice prop market for this week. Thanks to everybody for watching the show, listening, however you are. If you're watching on YouTube, click that like button. We would appreciate that. On podcast, you can rate and review. Check out the prop shop again. A great community Chief has put together. It's all free. Doesn't cost you anything. And you get I'll put in plays. Chief is always in there all the time. It's his prop shop. There's just a real good collection community of people that love props, that are all trying to no one's in the prop shop, Chief. Like, I want to lose $2,000 today. Nobody's in the prop shop trying to do that. We're all trying to make money day in, day out. So make sure you check that out. If you're new, you're just catching the show, a great little community. It's on the RotoGrinders Discord. You just link your RotoGrinders account to it, and you'll be set. You don't have to partake right away. If you want to sit back and just watch what happens, that's great too. You'll get a lot of information. But if you just type a few questions, you come up with a new prop. People are always searching all over the internet for the best odds. They'll post things right away. You get, like, if a site misprices something, you got like 5 or 10 minutes to take advantage of it. It all goes down to the prop shop. We're in the know. Come join the community. It's a good little time. Chief, that's it for the Week 15 show. See you back here next week. Thanks to everybody for watching and listening. And we out, Jeff.